Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to share with you a little meditation that I read recently on St. Anthony. It was his own teaching. You know, he's the great teacher who was actually the first great preacher of the entirety of the Franciscan order. He's really called, as we talked about last year, he's Anthony of Lisbon. That's where he came from. But he did all of his pastoral work and he became a saint in Italy, especially in the town of Padua, which is why that's where he's called St. Anthony of Padua. Now, St. Anthony, when reflecting upon this very same gospel that we had to hear today, he talks about four lamps. Four lamps that we have within our lives that God is going to judge us on, how we use them on our last day. So what are those four lights? It talks about here, the whole of this gospel here really is focusing, the last part, upon light. And so those four lights, just to review them quickly before I explain quickly what they are, the four lights are the light of God's word, the scriptures. The second is the light of the lamp of our own good deeds. The third light is our own intention, the intention with which we do those deeds. And the fourth light is the light of our own humanity, light of our own lives. And so what he goes on to say is he speaks about how the light of the scriptures, those are God's word to us. It speaks about it in Psalm 119, I believe it is. It says, your word is a light unto my path. And so it has to be that we have to first hear God's word and then be able to respond to it. So it's the first light which is necessary for us to enter into the Christian life to really live it out. But the second is like it because we got to respond to it. We have our good works that we have to engage in this life, to act upon. And the third would be the intention, which actually gives force to every single one of our actions. Because we know that in our lives, we can do a good deed, but we can grit our teeth as we're doing it. And it lessens the goodness thereof. In fact, we can do something which is right, but we're intending to hurt somebody. And then we can become very angry when they're not actually hurt by it and it actually does good for them. Our intention destroys the good work that we did. Also, the fourth light is that light of our own humanity, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ living out in our humanity. What he talks about in there is he speaks about how our humanity must be such that we search and seek out those things, those persons which are lost. So that we don't keep the grace which we've received in the light of the Holy Scriptures through our own good works and through our intentions. Don't just keep that to ourselves and to those who are close to us, but to seek and find those who don't know God. And this is what he says at the very end of his meditation. He says, let the Lord say in the time of judgment, I will search Jerusalem, meaning each and every Christian, I will search to seek to find whether these lamps are present within their life. He says, Jesus will say, does he hear the word of preaching? And does he amend his life? Does he show the light of good example to others? Does he do his works with a right intention? Does he shape his life by the example of poverty and the humility of Christ? Because what God will do is then he will visit his people, those who put their trust in him and not in their own strength, to remove them from their filth and all their iniquities. So today we ask ourselves that question. In the great teachings of this great doctor of the church, St. Anthony, is the light of the scriptures enlightening my life? Am I responding with my own good deeds? So that other people can see the good deeds that I do and give glory to the Father in heaven, as it speaks here? Are my intentions actually being to do good and not to do evil? Not to bring people's attention to myself that I did this thing, but glory to God. And is my own humanity, my own very life, the way in which I live, through an example of holy poverty, actually giving glory to God? If not, then we're not living out the Christian life. If not, then that's what we're going to be judged upon. God has given us all these lamps. Throughout this Mass, throughout the time we have of meditation, ask our Lord how we're responding to each one of those. And if it's not well, if it's not perfectly, if it's not in the way that we know that God is calling us to, find one of those lights and ask our Lord in this Eucharist, when he's lifted aloft above the priest's head and you see him face to face, help me with that one. Help me to love God more. Help me to have right intentions when I ask, or to actually do the good things that are before me, or to live out an exemplary life so that other people see my joy, which is true joy, and want that joy. Because that's the way a Christian's supposed to live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.